escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. Tomorrow we'll be doing our show there at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Yeah, come on out. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com for more details. I did see, was on an email thread. I actually wasn't on the email thread. I got forwarded an email about the Chesapeake Inn thing, and I read through the thread. And they were like, hey, make sure you bring pictures and Sharpies for the guys to autograph. You know what the response was? We only have pictures of Ike. Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what do you want from us? You know?
Well, hold on.
We'll be there too.
Hold on. We don't have show pictures?
Uh-uh. You used to have those, right?
Back in the day? Yeah, we used to have show pictures.
Yeah.
I will sign a picture of Ike, so will Jack, if you'd like us to. We'll all sign pictures of Ike.
Go ahead.
87 days until kickoff.
Do you want me to hit it?
Yes. Justin.
I don't know, man. The way you set that up was interesting.
What?
You want me to hit it?
Yes, I want
you
to hit it.
All right.
Every day, Eagles.
Yes. It's 87 days till kickoff.
You haven't learned this yet.
Yeah, but like,
you got to read his cues, man.
I was trying to read his P's and Q's. I was looking at him, and I was like, well, that's kind of
hot. Well, I knew that's what he was doing.
You got to listen for the tone.
He said 87 days.
Yeah, but I thought it was an awkward setup, I'm going to be honest with
no.
you.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like, Rod doesn't like when I say the name of the thing, and then the sounder also says the name of the thing.
You're taking notes from him?
Look, I haven't had
a
PD.
He's a team player.
I haven't had a PD in a long time. Yeah. It's kind of nice. Somebody's like, hey, fix this.
Yeah, you're turning into a diva the longer and longer you get here.
Well, that's true. But at least I'm doing this one thing. All right. So here is the news. 87 days until kickoff. Eagles versus Cowboys. Counting down. We're mostly doing question every day. Jaire Alexander, now released by the Green Bay Packers, now a free agent. Mm. Jaire Alexander, I think he's 26, 27 years old?
28.
28, there you go. Has made two Pro Bowls, I believe. Has been hurt the last couple of years. What do you think, Ike? Jaire Alexander?
Yes.
Quick yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when we had Elliot on Friday, he thought that cornerback was the, if they went and got a guy, you know, between now and kickoff at any position, he thought cornerback was. I do wonder, maybe this is a dumb way to think about things. I do wonder, well, the Packers are trying to win a Super Bowl. Why don't the Packers want Jaire Alexander?
Yeah.
You know, that's what goes through my head.
Banged up a lot.
Yep. Seven games, I think he's played the last 2 years.
Owe
seven
him
games
a lot of
each
money.
Of the last years. Yep.
It's Green Bay.
Yep.
No, they don't want to overpay anybody.
No. Yeah.
So I get it. Maybe he needs a fresh start. And I know he's been banged up. Here's the great part about this, they're releasing him.
So you don't have to trade for him.
Exactly.
Right.
And so he's almost going to get a chance to decide between which teams he wants to go to, which means you can do a team-friendly deal. Now, if somebody out there wants to overpay Jaire to come play there, then I'm not telling the Eagles to go out there and just spend whatever it takes to get him here. I'm just saying if he's interested in being on a winning ball club, they play Green Bay this year, he's going to be motivated to do that. You're defending Super Bowl champions. He gets to come over here and play with AJ and all those guys. This may be an attractive destination for him. If you can work out a good contract with incentive, if it's incentive-based, he's a veteran corner that's played at an all-pro and a Pro Bowl level that's still in the prime of his career. Again, if he's healthy, I wouldn't have any issue with bringing him over. Listen, if Akili Ringo goes to training camp and outplays the other guys and he deserves to be the starter, great. I have no problem with that. I still want the veteran here. As a matter of fact, I would rather have him than Adoree Jackson.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm there. And here's the other thing that I like about him. He has swagger to him.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know much about him.
Swagger to him. There's a confidence level there to him. Now, got to back it up. But once upon a time, he was able to back it up. He didn't mind going up against AJ, didn't mind going up against Justin Jefferson twice a year out there in that conference. He was one of those matchup type of corners. So maybe you get him here. He's motivated. He's re-energized. And he's playing a great defense. Get 1 year out of him and see what happens.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If I gave you a choice, you could either go get Jaire Alexander for nothing. You don't have to trade anything for him. Give him 1 year deal, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or I said they could trade a third for Trey Hendrickson and give him a 3 year deal. What would you rather have?
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now, Trey Hendrickson is older. He's not going to get Myles Garrett money. He's not going to get, you know, what's his name in Dallas?
Michael Parsons.
He's not going to get Micah Parsons money. Maybe pay him, I don't know, $25 million a year or something like that. Do you think, what would you rather have? Because I would still rather have Hendrickson.
Yeah, probably Hendrickson.
I'm still more worried about Edge than I am about
Corner.
Yeah,
probably Hendrickson. If you ask me, like, yeah, just of which of the two,
yep.
Yeah, I probably could go with Hendrickson.
Jack?
You know, though?
Mm. You're going back.
You're giving up a lot to get Hendrickson and paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, you probably don't have to give up a lot.
That wouldn't concern me if they'd be willing to do it, because if they trade for him, that means they're willing to do it. Here's what I would say. I probably have more confidence in the young players at that position than I do at the cornerback position.
That's fair.
This is excluding Quinyon and those guys.
About Ringo.
Yeah, on that other side.
It's Ringo, Adoree Jackson, and Eli Ricks?
Eli Ricks, yes.
Yeah.
So I would probably go with Alexander for that. So, yeah, I slightly lean towards Alexander more than Hendrickson.
And if you're just talking about at their best, I think Alexander's a star. As Hendrickson, I know, had a great year last year.
Two years.
Yeah. But I think that Alexander's a better corner than Hendrickson's an edge rusher.
Yeah.
When healthy.
Yeah.
Now, that's a big if. Obviously.
Yeah, and Hendrickson's been pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he lead the league in sacks two straight years?
Yeah, he's 31, though. That's my only thing. Stick a fork in him.
He ain't dead. He just led the league in sacks this past year.
As a 31-year-old, I get it. You know, it's time to slow down a little bit.
Could he beat Joe DeCamera? That's the question.
Yeah.
Could Trey Hendrickson beat Joe DeCamera? All right. 215-592-9494.
It's good. Jaire Alexander, man. That'd be pretty good.
I am interested in why they're like, not worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. BOAF. Both.
They're not getting both of them. We can stop.
Every sport, everybody want to save money. Like, what are we going to pay Jalen Carter? $200 million?
Well, I'm with you, especially the way that this offseason has gone. I'm trying to think realistically. Like, realistically, I don't think they're getting them both.
We're talking about say the picks. No, I mean, we pick well. You know, I'm a Howie supporter. I'm positive Eagles, but we got some Anais Wilson picks. Whatever his name is, Donnie Wilson, he got picked. Like, it ain't like all these picks going to just be players now. And I love Q. I love Coop. I love all these guys. You know what I'm saying? Nolan Smith. But let's not act like we've seen people ball and fall off. Like, we saving money for something that might not happen. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, I'm trying to win Super Bowls. I want a dynasty, capital D. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
It's called a big dose of D.
I don't care about none of that. Go get them both. Trade Cincinnati. They don't know nothing about anything. You give them something shiny, a pick or something, they'll take that and go. You Jaire Alexander, you don't gotta give him nothing. Just give him the money. You know what I'm saying? You know, hurt. You know, we lifelong. You know, we'll take some off the back end because you know we gonna be here for the next 10 years anyway. You know what I'm saying? We trying to stack these chips. You know what I mean?
So can I ask you something, Corey? Honestly, if I agree with your attitude and I support it, why then have you been so calm about the way that they've approached this offseason? If you're trying to go win a Super Bowl now, and then we say our edge solutions are Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari, and our cornerback solution is Kelee Ringo, and our safety solution is Sidney Brown, and like why have you been okay with... And I'm not challenging you. I'm just asking.
No, challenging!
Let me tell you why. Because I can beat Jeff Bezos rich, right? but I'm trying to have Elon Musk money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to start. You know, I'm already the best, but I'm trying to be the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? If that's why I'm calm, because, I mean, no matter, we already going to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? If they get them, if they don't get them, Kelly Ringo.
You don't believe that, though. That's
what. What about Ringo Starr?
But you don't believe that. That's why you want Jair Alexander and Trey Hendrickson.
I want good players. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but why weren't you?
If I see a chance to upgrade, I'm going to always do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Saquon the best. You know what I'm saying? But, like, let's say, for example, if we ain't had Saquon and we had Derrick Henry, you don't think, I don't think we won a Super Bowl with Derrick Henry? Saquon the best in the league. Kelly Ringo, he good. Adoree Jackson's not good. But if he get hurt, you know what I'm saying, we need somebody that's going to be there. I'm not a big fan of Kelly Ringo, but I've seen this team win a Super Bowl with Jalen Mills and Darby. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying, like, I do personally feel like the secondary is a bigger need than the edge rush. I trust our edge rushers a little bit more than the secondary just because Q and Coop, they're great players. I mean, I like them, but like what I'm saying is, like, they're still young. You got Reed back there. Let's not act like Reed is the real Ed Reed or Brian Talking. Like,
you used to call him Ed Reed Blankenship. What are you talking about?
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, let's. I'm always looking to get more players. You know what I'm saying? And let's not try to change the topic at hand. Because I called to talk about the Phillies. Don't be trying to...
Oh, you're all right. You don't have to talk about the Phillies.
No, go ahead, Corey. Yeah.
I don't want to talk about the Phillies. Okay. You said what?
No, go ahead.
I said go ahead. Yeah, let loose.
So, see, the Phillies, we need to worry about them. You know what I'm saying? And this is why 3 weeks ago, when everybody was down on the Phillies, I said we need to keep being down on them. Because whenever we turn and we get positive, these boys start smelling themselves, you know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what they're doing. Now they think they're good. Bryce got hit with the pitch first. Ever since he got hit with the pitch for the break, and that's why I needed them to go back at them, because ever since then, we've been soft. Remember when Jose Ramirez hit the boy with a two-piece and a biscuit and stripped? That's what I needed us to do. But now we went out soft. We ain't going to retaliate. Ever since then, we've been garbage. Punks.
That is true.
Run over by all these teams.
That's true.
The Pittsburgh Pirates. What?
Have we won one game since Bryce got injured?
We won the very next game.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Yeah. That's it.
Zero for the last.
And they beat Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Bryce is in there for the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so for the last seven, I think, without Bryce.
See, that was like, we know the Braves, and now we walking into these dudes thinking that we going to get, we could be soft, and they could just, win the game. Nah. See, I need some toughness with these dudes. And they don't got it right now. I need them to go out. I'm not trying to give up Painter or, you know what I'm saying, Aiden Miller, nobody like that. I'm just saying we need to go out. And I'll trade Rangers Warriors if we got to. That's my guy. But, if we got to give him up, I would trade Aaron Nola. I mean, I know he ain't playing that great. But, if somebody need a pitcher, I'm giving him up. I'm trying to win.
Wow, you trade a guy with a 7 ERA who's got 6 more years and $180 million left on his contract? Hard to believe, Corey.
I love him.
Yeah, he does love him. Yeah, that's a good point.
I love when I get saddled with the players.
Well, you do that.
Well, Bowman, that's Nola. On you. You said last week when I called Bowman zero, you said you're missing out on good baseball.
Well, you are.
Yeah. He did have a big double on Saturday that should have came home and scored.
That's right.
Corey, what's your favorite movie of the 2000s?
2000. So I don't even know if this is like a 2000 movie. I'm pretty sure it is. But not like the whole, I think there's 3 of them or 4 of them. But the Ocean's movie, the Ocean 11, that's my movie. I could watch that anytime.
That's got to be close to 2000,
Ocean's
right?
11?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Corey. I think that was certainly
2001. The series went into the 2000s. Okay.
2001?
I don't know if it started 2001.
Okay. 01.
That's an 11 game.
It did start in 01. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Never saw it.
Oh, yeah. You never saw Ocean's 11?
No, it's weird. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Ocean's 11.
It's Brad Pitt's in it, right? And I love Brad Pitt. I just never saw it.
Pitt, Clooney, Matt Damon.
Yeah, Andy Garcia.
I don't care about the other guys. I like Pitt. I'm a Pittsman.
Styles.
I do like Julia Styles.
That's Julia Roberts.
Oh, different. I like Julia Styles better. Put that up on Twitter.
Who's Julia Styles?
Which Julia do you like better?
Yeah, which Julia? Julia Styles or... Julia Styles was in Homeland? No, she wasn't in Homeland. That was Julia Styles. What TV show was she in?
She was in something.
She was in a teen TV show.
Mm-hmm.
She was in 10 Things I Hate About You.
She was in that.
It's a great flick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know her when you look at her.
No, I know. Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah, it's a chick flick.
No, I know. That's not the one with the...
Here we go. This is my favorite part of the show.
Yep.
That's not the one with.
Go through, go through her IMDb real quick.
She's in the Bourne movies.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, okay.
That's not the. What's the?
This is gonna go bad.
What, Jennifer Love Hewitt was in a. She was in a movie. I thought Julia Stiles.
She was in a movie. I can confirm that Jennifer Love Hewitt.
It's not 10 Things I
Love
to Hate. Would you say it was?
10 Things. Well, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Was Jennifer Love Hewitt in I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She was.
All right. There
yes.
you go.
She was in another stupid movie with Seth Green, and I can't remember what it was.
Without a Paddle? No, just kidding.
Well, somebody had a crush on her.
Somebody is freaking out in their
and
car
and he was scared
right
to
now.
Tell her.
Yep.
Yeah. It's actually funny.
I see Jack looking at a computer screen. I assume he's trying to find
I'm
out the
to,
answer.
I'm trying to find it.
Which one like jumps out as a Jennifer Love?
Well, somebody knows exactly what I'm talking about. As soon as I look at my Twitter timeline, they'll tell
it's
me.
It's not Heartbreakers.
Nope.
No.
I know it when I hear it.
All right. 215-592-9494.
It might be I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It was not that.
Right. Bob and Penn Salkin, you're on WIP.
Same Bob us, Bob. And Penn Salkin?
How you doing? How you guys doing?
What's up,
Listen,
Bob?
I'm thinking of Bob and Potts Grove.
I don't think I've ever been as frustrated watching a Phillies team this weekend.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Screaming at my TV. I never do that. I never scream at the TV, but I knew that when they had men in scoring position, that they weren't going to be able to get them home. It was so frustrating. And even though I'm as frustrated as I am, and I am so frustrated, I still am holding hope that when the team is right, you know, get Harper back towards the end of the year, you get Noah back, Ranger Suarez pitches back to form, Wheeler gets back in the form, I do believe we're still going to be contending for a playoff spot. And then what happens from there happens from there.
I would hope so. I think they're good enough as far as talent to be right there in it. My worry is that I don't want them to see it slip away and all this stuff about the core being dead. I wonder if they start to doubt themselves at a certain point. You know, especially with all of the changes they tried to make in terms of their hitting approach this year and everything sort of, aside from Trey Turner, everything looks sort of the same, you know? Mm-hmm. I wonder if the doubt starts to creep into the clubhouse.
Yeah, but that doubt gets erased, I think, when you start putting some wins together. And this team will start putting wins together against, you know, I was going to say against the crappy teams, but we saw what happened against a crappy team this weekend. But again, we were nicked up. I feel really good that when September rolls around, we'll be humming along.
All right, I hope so, Bob. What is your favorite movie of the 2000s?
Well, I thought for the greatest radio station, sports station in the afternoon deserves the greatest movie from 2000, sports movie. That's Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is a good one. Absolutely,
it's a great one.
Yeah, there are
great one.
Really good sports. Is Varsity Blues 2000s or is that 90s?
That feels 90s. Remember?
That feels 90s. I feel like I watched that in college.
Might have.
1999.
Yeah. There
99,
you go.
Okay.
Oh, very close.
And
all
Remember
right,
the Titans was exactly 2000, so right on the,
there you go.
The threshold.
Oh, yeah.
And the movie you're thinking of is I Can't Hardly Wait?
It's Can't Hardly Wait, not
that
I
one?
Can't Hardly
yep.
Wait.
Yeah.
Can't Hardly Wait. Yep.
There it is.
Never
now,
a doubt.
Now good
that,
movie.
Hold on. That has Jennifer Love Hewitt or has Julia Stiles?
That Jennifer has Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And how did we get on Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Because of Julia Stiles is in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I thought that was the movie Julia.
That Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Was. All right.
Hey, man.
Radio Hall of Fame. Submit this. Submit this.
Is this why we've never won a Marconi?
Yeah. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah. This show's got to win a Marconi this year.
You can't get this type of entertainment.
No. I've been screwed on Marconi so many times, by the way. It was screwed on Marconi at WIP. It was screwed on Marconi at WFAN. Screwed. Submit this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brigham in Southampton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother.
First time calling in for your show. So I kind of align myself with Ike. Earlier this year, I was liking the way they were playing a little bit more small ball. They were getting runs that way and getting away from the homer. And I was looking forward to that. And now they're I don't know what's going on. They're trying to go back to hit the long ball. But this is what always kills them in the playoffs. It gets cooler outside. A lot of the games are at night. And the long ball is just not there for them. So I was happy that they were playing some more small ball. But I don't know what's going on with them right now. They just can't hit it all right now. So I'm hoping to get it back together.
Yeah, they look pretty clueless. Jack said this earlier this year, and he's right. They're not really a long ball team. They really aren't. They have
come on, man. They're built a slug. Just ask the manager.
They've got two home run hitters. Really,
they only have one hitter with double digit home runs.
Schwarber. Yeah. And Bryce has what, nine?
Nine.
Yeah. Kepler has six or
Kepler
seven.
Has
somewhere?
Six. Yeah.
There you
and
go.
Bryce isn't hitting them this year, so I don't know what's going on. I'd rather see him play a little bit more small ball and try to stop swinging for the homer and see if they can win some games that way. But they just look horrible over the weekend.
What's your bet? Are they going to be okay or not be okay?
Playoffs again always worry me. They keep getting worse in the playoffs. They're since 2022 they're
going backwards.
Like what they were. That was their best year, and they keep getting worse.
Well, they got to make the playoffs first. They got to make the playoffs. What's your favorite movie of the 2000s, Brigham?
Avatar, Blockbuster.
Ooh, Avatar.
That's crazy.
A lot of people aren't a fan of Avatar. I was.
You were?
I'm a fan of Avatar, yeah.
It was such a... It made so much money. Never knew anybody that saw it. I think you're the first person I ever met that saw Avatar.
Yeah.
And it was huge, right? I mean, it made hundreds of millions of dollars. They made a
part two.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a two.
How was that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It really was an extended version of one.
Was there a lot of water in it?
Not a lot of water.
Oh. I assume the whole thing was underwater.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
I thought it was in the Amazon.
I never saw it.
No way is the Amazon. They look like aliens.
Well, it could have been in the Amazon.
We want me to, man.
Yeah.
I don't believe it was all underwater. No, there was trees and it was Amazon. Yes.
Ike's our Avatar expert.
We want me to tell you.
I was just trying to connect it to Waterworld, which is another movie that you really enjoy.
Kevin Costner's best movie is
it really was.
Yeah, Ike loves Waterworld.
I agree with you. I feel like Avatar made so much money, seemed like such a huge deal, but there's nothing notable about it.
No, Ike's the first person I ever met that saw it. Or at least talked about it. Right. I'm sure a lot of people saw it. All right, 215-592-9494. Phillies, are they dying a slow death, or is this just a slump that they're going to come out of? Tell us what you think. I wonder what the hell is going to be in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, which is next. You better have something good in there.
He's dreading it.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so positive.
Well, you had all this Otto Kemp sitting home runs in Lehigh Valley for a while.
This is what everyone's freaking out.
Yeah.
That's why you never call a prospect.
Yeah, never. Let them be prospects. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is a good song for tomorrow. We're in the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. Chesapeake City, Maryland, from 2 to 6, doing the show tomorrow.
On the golf course a lot.
Oh, yeah? It's a good tune. Reminds me of my honeymoon. Like the steel drum thing sitting outside by the beach or whatever, because I don't go down the shore.
I shank a lot of balls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I have to remind myself, don't worry, man, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
You're out here having fun, right? That's what they say about golf?
You got to remind yourself, yeah, I already have fun.
Have
man.
Fun. Yes. Did you play again this weekend?
I did.
Ooh, it was a big week for you last week.
It was.
It's three rounds.
It's a lot of golf, man.
Yep.
Shoulders are hurting right now.
Oh, yeah? Do you get better the more you play, or?
Not really.
The Twitter
question. You would think I would, but not really.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which was the better movie franchise, Pirates of the Caribbean or Lord of the Rings?
I'm a Pirates of the Caribbean.
Me too. 61% say Lord of the Rings.
I was going to say it's probably Lord of the Rings.
Devin, Scoops Caney,
very upset.
Yeah, she tweeted, listening to the WIP Afternoon Show talk about Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter hurts my heart. All right, dork. Why don't you go play some Dungeons and Dragons, too? With your little wizard. Do you have like a wizard hat you wear when you watch the movie?
Wow. Yeah. Devin didn't know you walked into that one.
Yeah. Oh, is that dragon breathe fire? Get the magic potion, dork.
Well, why does that make you so mad? That's what I can't figure out.
These guys are nerds.
Well, what are you?
Look.
Now Jack's offended.
Well, it's just like, who are we listening to? If Ike was doing it, I think I'd take it.
Ike doesn't watch that dumb stuff either.
Yeah, he played in the NFL. What's your excuse?
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, dark, 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 dark. Ooh, we're in a mysterious world. We're at war with some other group of weirdos.
I don't do that either.
Who's going to get the dragon?
You went to Disney as an adult.
I did.
Who's the dork?
We didn't wear matching shirts.
Not yet.
I didn't wear bunny or mouse ears.
Mouse ears.
Nope.
Yeah. Saw the balloons over your head. They were the Mickey Mouse balloons.
Fake balloons. They take pictures of you. They're like, hey, act like you're holding up balloons.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to your next trip.
Maybe I will take another trip. But at least it'll be a real place, not some fantasy land like you. All right, let's talk a little Phils. Why don't
we? It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
All right, so a couple pieces of audio that I think everyone needs to hear. By the way, the lineup is out. Nothing crazy.
Oh, really?
Stott's not hitting, but it's a left-handed pitcher, so he never plays against lefties anyway.
Yeah.
But Turner's in the leadoff spot. Schwarber's batting second. So
that's exactly what they did.
And Bohm's batting third.
Oh, great. Who's Castellanos cleanup?
Yeah, I believe so. they don't have many choices.
Yeah. Anytime you say that at bat from Bohm.
I know.
Yesterday. It's like, all right, I know I'm negative about the guy. I know it. He's hitting 270. I never thought he'd be hitting 270. Yeah. But like, just the swing. And if you're going to swing at the first pitch, it's fine. Hit the ball in the gap,
yeah, do something.
380 feet.
Honestly,
the dribbler.
I would have taken a pop up to center field.
Yes.
Because
at least it would only be one out.
Right.
And then, because I'm such a sucker, I'm such a moron, I'm like, well, it's dribbler, maybe he'll beat it out.
Well, that wasn't going to happen.
Not him.
Close.
Yeah.
He is so slow. I don't know which is slower, him running with the first base or Castellanos going to a ball in the corner.
Yes,
like when
that
Castellanos
is
has to chase after a ball, I'm like, well, because like the runner will be on first base, and I'm like, oh, well, there's no way he's going to score. All of a sudden, Castellanos is barely getting to the ball by the time he's rounding third base. It's awful.
Yeah.
They're so slow.
Well, their catcher's like their third fastest player. That's a bad sign.
What? Turner, Stott,
Real
Muto?
Yeah, no, Rojas.
Harper.
Oh, Rojas. Well, Real Muto is probably faster than Harper.
No.
I think he might be.
There's no way.
Let's go. Hey. Want to look up the sprint speed?
Yeah, it's Harper's hair. Makes him look like he's faster than he is.
No, you could be right.
He's got a chain bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, could be right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's Harper trying to turn those singles into doubles.
Into doubles.
Got me confused.
Yeah. He thinks he's faster than Real Muto. I can tell you that much.
Oh, when the ball's going to left field, he's like, that's easy to.
Yeah.
The two out of the box. Two out of the box.
I'm going to catch him sleeping.
Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Meanwhile, they all know that you're overly aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Because the only time you're running hard to first base is when you think you're going to get to second.
It's not true. So I'm trying to focus on the show. I'm trying to focus on doing the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. But Herman the North.
That one hurt.
Yeah. Well, it is. He's like, you know how pitchers are tipping?
That one hurt right there.
Like Bryce Harper tips that he's going to go for second by running hard to first. That's what he's tipping.
When he just rips the helmet off immediately.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what he's going to do. I wonder if he'll slide face first.
He hasn't done that in a while.
No.
Well, not since he hurt his elbow.
Yeah. All right, sorry, go ahead.
I'm trying to focus on doing this, but then Herb just sent me a shirtless selfie of himself, so it's hard for me to focus on
the
show. What
kind of relationship do you have with Herb?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew what I did to deserve that.
Been with Val for 15 years, never sent her a shirtless, texted her a shirtless picture of myself.
Yep.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Herb is texting you shirtless pictures every other week.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Is he on the can?
He might be. Okay. I'll send it to you guys.
No, please don't.
You don't want it?
Send it.
Nice and hairy. All right. All right. So you talked about Rob Thompson.
Yeah.
And you know, he's always, you know, in a comatose or whatever they say after the game.
Yeah.
I actually thought he sounded a little testy.
A little fired up.
With this back and forth yesterday.
Lost 9 of 10, a couple of sweeps. Does it get to the point where there's team meetings or you address the group or anything like that?
Yeah, we'll see.
Is there anything you can do in the lineup, you think? I mean,
sure. I mean, we'll see, you know. I've been thinking about some different things. So we'll see what happens.
Wow, he was on fire.
Are you ready to run through a brick wall?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Would hate to be a Phil today.
Yeah, it was like Lou Piniella.
Yeah. So the response to that was Boehm hitting third, Gassiano sitting fourth, JT in the five hole.
Yeah.
Sosa's playing second, Kemp at third, Weston Wilson in left field, and Rojas in center field.
Now, not like you have a lot of options.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't. I get it. I get it. But still, not much changes. Not much changes. Yep. And the second piece of audio I do want to play is Harper, because if you listen to this, it's hard to feel too positive about where we're at with the first baseman.
It's been long enough to where, you know, it got to the point where I can't really function on a baseball field or, you know, hit a baseball or anything like that. So just a good time for me to take some time and get it right.
How similar is this to what you experienced last year?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
And it's gotten progressively worse. You felt it earlier, but just seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, felt it early in the season, and you know, tried to play through it as long as I could. And you know, I think getting hit in the elbow has helped it, you know, just from the drainage of all the fluid coming down. But, you know, I think, just try to get through it the best I can. And it's going to take some time, obviously, but hopefully get it done.
They don't need any type of outlook on how long that could take or what the plan is for right now?
No, not really. Obviously, you just try to, you know, get through the treatment phase and see what I can do. But we got to get it, you know, to calm down and get out there when I can.
We don't know what it is.
We don't know, besides it's a wrist thing.
Okay. But, and he can't function on a baseball field, but aside from that, everything's fine.
Yeah. This has been, like, I've been in a funk ever since, you know, he was in the lineup Friday. And then, you know, you hear that quote, and it's just, I have it for the first time. I know Spike's kind of been on this, but for the first time, it really is starting to hit me that, you know, the Bryce Harper's best days might be behind him. And I'm just telling you, like, I'm not happy. Like, I'm not happy
of
to say that.
Of course we know you're not happy.
Like, I love Bryce.
You also sound defeated.
I do sound defeated, yeah, because it's every year, it's like these little injuries that pop up on this wrist thing. It's not going to be a career ruiner, but it's another, he can miss in a month. He can miss a month and a half, and we're seeing depleted numbers across the board. The Bryce situation, these little injuries every single year starting to add up, 14 years in the big leagues now. It worries me. It really worries me about the future of Bryce and what we're getting out of him. And if we've already seen the best of Bryce Harper.
Spike right again, huh?
Ah, doomsday.
Yeah. Well, here's okay. Good. We've definitely already seen the best of him. There's no doubt there. The question is like, how slow of a decline does he have?
Did he fall off a cliff or is it gradual?
Right. And like you look at Trout started getting injured, and Trout never stopped getting injured, right? And his body, here is the one question I would
ask. He plays center field.
He does. Here is, not first base, you mean?
Yeah. Well, he plays right field now.
Well, I mean, he did play center field. Now he's in right field.
The one question I would ask about Bryce Harper that is what I wonder is, like, I said it before, I think you can extend your career by recognizing where you are with your body and treating it as such. And like, I wonder if he takes care of himself. There's no doubt he works out, all that kind of stuff. But I wonder if his regimen is the regimen for a younger Bryce, right, as opposed to a Bryce who is trying to preserve and stay strong. And whether it's less strength training and more this or that. And even during the season, one of the things he'll have to get through his head is, when this thing is bothering you, I'd rather you miss one out of every five games throughout the season,
right,
and keep you there, as opposed to you always trying to play through everything and come back early. I admire his desire to come back, but I think at this point in his career, it prevents him from possibly extending his career, because even if he doesn't get the extension, which we don't talk about anymore, but we still have 6 more years of him on this contract.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not going to be one of the best players in baseball anymore, I don't think, but he could still be a good player, you know, a top, not talking about a top 10 player, but a top 25 or top 30 player.
Right.
But that is the real question for me, is like, is this the end of Bryce Harper, or is it just like the immediate post-prime where you can be a really productive player, just not the same player you were?
Oh, boy, I sure hope it isn't, because if it is, that's doom and gloom for the Phillies moving forward. Because what do you look at? I mean, we talk about pitching prospects they have. Me liking Aiden Miller or Justin Crawford, they ain't Bryce Harper.
No.
So you're not getting that caliber of player. If you don't have that caliber of player in your minor leagues that can provide that sort of spark and be a heartbeat of your lineup, if Bryce Harper is, his best days are behind him, that doesn't bode well for the Phillies moving forward.
Well, and then you start having the flashbacks of what it was like when Howard got hurt and Utley started having the degenerative knees.
Yeah.
And I mean, Rollins is fine, but like, that's the fear that automatically comes in.
They get older.
Yeah.
Now, the plus on Harper is that he's not, they signed the deal so long ago that his, like from an on the field,
salary isn't killing you.
It's not going to.
Nope.
You could rebuild around him with his salary
it's
where it is.
25 million, 30 million a year. What is that? 30 million a year?
It's like 25, 27.
It's
not
fine.
Not even 30. Well, 30 is half of what the big stars are getting paid.
Yes.
They getting paid 60.
So that's like the positive, is that I don't think his contract hamstrings you in any way. Mm-hmm. And I hope he gets to a point where I just want him to level out. I think the team needs to know, we need to know where this settles in. But to your point, Jack, the worry is that like you have this combination of it's the back, it's the elbow, it's the wrist, it's this, that, it's that, and then nothing feels good, you know? And then it just becomes so much harder to see the Bryce Harper that we've seen, who is a guy who plays hard.
Well, what is it with the wrist? I mean, the wrist. What is it with the wrist? Yeah.
We don't know. Like, we don't know if it's...
tendonitis?
If surgery can fix it. Is it just... we have no idea. All of a sudden, the wrist is now the issue here after he got hit in the elbow. Like, that's... And it's been bothering him since last year. He also said that, you know, it was in October and he didn't feel right until December. So... Maybe there's a surgery that could fix it. I have no idea, but it's so vague with where we're at with the wrist.
I need to be able to talk to a hitter. You were a pitcher.
Yeah, I'll get Ben on.
By the way,
I do want to know what it is about.
By the way,
swinging the bat that could be bothering.
He could have had whatever was going on. He could have arthritis in his wrist as well. Which, by the way, like the more you swing the bat, you're doing this over and over and over again. He swings really hard.
Yeah,
you know. I don't know. I hope. The fear is, and this is, Jack, what you're saying about he could be out a month, is like, if this has been, since last year, has been all of this year, if it didn't feel good until December last year, what is 10 days going to do?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I just can't imagine a world in which June 16th or whatever, it's like, all right, Bryce is back, everything's normal. So.
Right.
Mm. Anything good in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report?
Well, Bob Nightingale reported that the Phillies are going to be one of the 3 most aggressive teams heading into the trade deadline.
There you go.
Yeah. Center field and bullpen. That's what they expect the Phillies to do.
So. We've heard bullpen names. Is there a center fielder you're thinking about or no?
Like they've been linked to Cedric Mullins of the Orioles.
Okay.
He's a free agent at the end of the year. It's another lefty bat. But, I mean, that's the one out there that seems like that they are interested in. But we'll see.
Orioles still stink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
What about Kenny Lofton or Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. No. Kenny Lofton, member of what, the 06 Phillies?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Yeah. Over 300 for that
good
team.
Player, good player, good basketball player, too. 215-592-9494. Colin in Limerick, you're on WIP.
Yo.
Hey, Colin.
Spike.
Yes.
Last week it was Disney. This week is Lord of the Rings. Do we have a problem or something? Do you and me have a problem? Just want to ask first.
I don't know. Do we have a problem?
Well, there are some people like you. You come off as dorks as being a bad thing. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. What interests me is what I like.
That's fine.
And the thing is, I don't put down people or talk down people for what they like.
Yes, I
what
do, though.
What people like is what they like. I don't think you would talk to Henry Cavill, who was a big dork, as you would term it, to his face in that tone, would you?
I don't even know who that is.
Superman. Oh, my gosh.
No, the Superman is Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, Christopher Reeve's the Superman. Who did you say?
old school Superman. And that
real
is
Superman.
One. I mean, yeah. But anyway, let's get back to
look, man, if you wanna live with potions and dragons and magical dwarves,
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
What, 13 Oscars? The most ever at the Oscars, like that speaks for itself. And
does it?
And
yeah, what about when Legolas went down on the shield and was nailing people with the bow and arrow?
No.
You didn't think that was sick?
Oh,
Legolas,
all, buddy, you're not helping me out. But anyway,
is there a character in Lord of the Rings with like a human top but a horse bottom?
Nah,
okay,
we don't do that.
No, that's Harry Potter. Get it right. Come on,
the same thing. Right, same thing. All right.
The Phillies, the beginning of the season, the thing that I thought that they could ride on, because the bats always get hot. They go through these long spans. I mean, getting cold. They go through these long spans of getting cold. I thought the pitching would be able to save us, but Wheeler gets owned by the Braves. Nola ends up being trash. I mean, and then you got Sanchez and the other guys just, I wasn't expecting them to be pitching like this. It was supposed to be much better. They were supposed to be able to make up for when the bats go cold. And I was so excited for this summer to do what I do and listen to the Phillies and being able to. I told you guys last year, Sundays, mow the lawn and listen to the Phillies. And having all summer to do that, and now it feels like hopelessness, and that's going to be robbed from me. And I do not have good feelings about Harper now, and it feels like sometimes you only get a small window to make it happen, and they might have had their 2 years and they didn't make it happen, and it's going to be treading water for a bit now with these contracts that they have, and hopefully they can turn it around, but it's I'm not feeling good. And Jack, I wish I did, man, and is not feeling good about it, but well, hopefully they can turn it around, you know?
The starting pitching, look, Ranger was good this weekend. Sanchez was good this weekend. Even the bullpen game was fine. You give up five runs in a bullpen game, I'll take that, you mm-hmm. know? Maybe not against the Pirates, but I'll still take that. I think the real key is whether Lizardo evens out into a good pitcher again. Because if we've lost him, then I think we could be in a little bit of trouble. Colin, give us your favorite movie of the 2000s.
All right. So obviously the movie I like to watch the most would be one of the Lord of the Rings, but my favorite movie like that's blew me away when I watched it, and now having a daughter of my own, I would actually cry watching it, would be Mystic River, Sean Penn. When he finds out that his daughter is dead and he has those cops and he's just wailing in agony. And he has all those cops just trying to stop him from doing something nuts and keep him away. That movie, especially that part. It's a great book too, but that is a movie in the 2000s that absolutely blew me away.
All right, Mystic River is a good movie.
Very good movie.
Intense. It's one of those movies you walk away from saying, that was a great movie. I never need to watch that again.
Yeah.
You know?
Good return for Sean Penn.
Yep. Is Michael Rapaport in that movie? Am I crazy in thinking that Rapaport was in that movie?
Sean Penn, Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins was in that movie as well. Yeah, oh, man.
Who else was in that movie?
That is like a devastating movie.
Well, Kevin Bacon's in it.
Kevin Bacon, right?
Kevin Bacon's one of the cops, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, him and Fishburne are the cops, yeah.
Man, devastating movie. Nah, have you seen that, Jack? Mr. Griffin?
No.
Oh.
You'll like it. Well, I mean, you'll
feel terrible.
It's a good movie. Yeah,
you feel terrible afterwards.
Yes.
You'll like it. So,
not as bad as 20 people being killed in the movie, but
yeah,
Sounds uplifting.
It is the most least uplifting movie you probably could see.
Great. Can't wait to go home and watch it.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I was in fourth grade when it came out, so that's why I didn't see it.
Yeah. Just a river, yeah.
So it is top 11 voting week. You can vote at 94wip.com/top11. You vote for the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia. And we have a very important Mount Rushmore coming up, Ike, because I think I need to take it on myself to make sure that this happens.
Uh-oh.
The Mount Rushmore is the four reasons why Joel Embiid needs to be in your top 11.
Okay.
I don't need him to be number one, number two, like he was last year. He's got to be in your top 11.
Okay.
That is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.